And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Good morning, Kansas City.
Good morning, everybody.
Foggy out there.
A little bit, yeah.
Today is field day for Addie, so I hope it clears up and everything's good. That's why I came dressed in my best field day apparel. I am ready.
Nice. So you're not running the 400, just to clarify.
That's right. That's right.
Let me tell you what you can look forward to. When is Addie done with school?
Tomorrow.
Okay. The next day, because I can tell you this, my kids got out of school Friday. So yesterday was their first day of summer, first day out. Do you know what I heard for 5 hours yesterday?
What?
I'm bored. There's nothing to do. Can we go somewhere fun? Can we go to Worlds of Fun? I'm like, open the window. Look outside. Do you not see the torrential downpour? We're not going to Worlds of Fun, my friend.
I thought you were going to say you heard the Chainsmokers for 5 hours in a row.
Day one. They're bored out of their minds on day one.
I'm going to burn the girls a CD of the Chainsmokers.
No.
And tell them to choreograph.
It's not coming in my house.
They're not going to know what to do with a CD. Are you crazy?
They will, too.
Mine do.
it's Jen's kids.
Yeah.
I could give them a cassette and they know what to do with it.
We baked cookies. We played Candyland. I made them do homework. All of this.
Homework? What homework?
Oh, my kids do homework in the summer.
But I'm just
saying, day one.
What?
Yes.
Whoa, step backwards 1 second. Do you have homeschool at your place? What are you doing?
We read books. I had them read out loud. They had to read books to me for a while. And then they each have a workbook that's got, you know, math, vocabulary, whatever. And they had to do, yesterday, 3 pages in those workbooks.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you not know what summer vacation is?
Hey, they get vacation next week. I told them when we go to Florida, they don't have to do homework.
Oh, my God.
No,
when you end school, you don't have homework.
Yeah.
It's called learning. They can learn.
Instead, we're going to have a science lesson about what alligators are, kids.
Which will probably eat us alive.
Between that and her temperature in her house.
My God. Life with me as a mom is super fun.
Somebody come rescue Jen's poor kids.
Education is important. It took 20 minutes of their day to read. They got to pick the books.
I want you to try to do that with Addie. Just give one shot. One shot.
It's Little Mermaid. Who doesn't want to read that?
All right, big busy day ahead of us here today for the 23rd of May. Jen's here with 10 items or less.
Huge story breaking last night. Police said an explosion at an Ariana Grande concert in northern England has killed at least 22 people and injured 60. Police say they believe a man carrying explosives acted as a lone attacker and died in the powerful blast that shook part of the Manchester arena as concertgoers streamed out after the pop star's final set. Grande was confirmed as okay, although she has postponed her tour. She tweeted, "Broken. From the bottom of my heart, I am so, so sorry. I don't have words." One person who was there reported there was a loud bang at the end of the concert. The lights were already on, so we knew it wasn't part of the show. At first, we thought it was a bomb. There was a lot of smoke. People started running. Various accounts say the device was a nail bomb that exploded in the foyer of the arena as people left the show. I was watching E! News. Oddly enough, nothing. They said nothing about it, which told me, okay, their news is pre-recorded, which I kind of assumed.
Oh, right,
they didn't
right.
have a scroll. They had nothing.
Is that
I'm
right?
digging through the TV trying to find information. Mm-hmm. Had to go to MSNBC to finally find somebody talking about this.
You know where you could find it up to date every second? Was Twitter. It was updating every 0.2 seconds.
Good.
Right.
Do you have DirecTV? You would get the BBC. You can watch that. That's what I was watching last night. As I was listening on the way in this morning, which I do anyway. They have a 23-year-old in custody right now with this bombing. So they're now going out to find the people who have perpetrated the attack, and they believe they have the identity of the person who committed the crime, and they also have somebody in custody at this point. That was about 10 minutes ago.
Scary story.
Yeah, it's awful.
Jason Vargas couldn't protect an early 2-0 lead, and the Royals lost 4-2 to the Yankees in New York. Those two teams play again tonight. And for a couple of days this summer, San Francisco will play host to a pop-up rat cafe. Patrons will be able to enjoy coffee and pastries, nosh in the company of critters. The San Jose Mercury News reports they aren't your typical disgusting rodents carrying diseases. Instead, the rodents are adoptable pets from Ratty Rats, a Bay Area rat rescue group. If you're freaked out by the idea of eating with a rat, people putting on the event say domestic rats are clean, social, and highly intelligent.
I was hoping you were talking about the band.
Yeah. I don't want to eat with them either.
I think the FDA cleared that.
Pizza rat's going to be there.
I don't care how domesticated these are, how clean, social, or highly intelligent. I don't need to eat my pastry and have my coffee with them. That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
And coming up, we'll break down The Bachelorette from last night.
I can't wait to hear your version of it.
Oh, boy.
5767102. 11% of people would give up this for a month to not lose their phone for a year. What are we willing to give up for a month?
All right, Matthew, you're driving this morning. What do you think you're going to give up to keep the cell phone?
I think internet.
Oh, good guess. Nope, not it.
Got to have that. Tiffany and Lenexa, good morning to you. What is your guess?
Your car.
Oh, would you give up your car for a month?
I would not.
No.
Well, you've got a cell phone. You could Uber.
There you go. Yeah. Nope, that's not the right answer.
All right. Krista is in Kearney. Good morning, Krista.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Pretty good. How about you?
Good. Hey, how about cable?
Ooh, another good guess. I don't know that I could get rid of my DirecTV. I watch a lot of TV. Keep guessing.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
816-576-7102. We'll keep the guesses rolling this morning. Let's go to Atchison. Here is Kelly. Good morning, Kelly.
Well, I'm going to guess sex.
You're on the right track. It's it's close to that. Keep trying.
All right, thank you.
Maybe Shaylee wasn't so far off after
thank
all.
Thank you. It's not the actual act. What are we willing to give up? At least 11% of people would give up this for a month to not lose their phone for a year.
All right. We're getting some names here. 816-576-7102. I do know plenty of people text us in the answer, but we do take your call for this one.
Yep.
This is going to be in Excelsior Springs. Whenever he is ready, it's Freddie. Good morning.
Yes, I'm going to say TV.
Good guess. Not the right answer, though.
So much of that stuff is available by your phone, though.
Right, yeah, you wouldn't have to.
So you can do that.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take more calls. We'll also take a break. And entertainment news is coming up very shortly as well.
A couple of shows, big finales tonight. And which celebrity might be secretly engaged?
What? Mm.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
This seems to be a tough one. 11% of people would give up this for a month to not lose their phone for a year. What is it?
All right, let's go back to the phones, and we've got Barbara here. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning.
Are you at Blue Valley Rec right now? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You working out there?
No, working.
Oh, just working. Okay.
Do a lot of people get up and early and go work out?
Oh, yeah. They start at 5:30.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, Jen, there's people who aren't like us.
What? Can you pass me another apple fritter? What do you think that 11% of people would give up for a month to not lose their phone for a year?
What do you think about kissing?
You're on the right track. You're close. Try again.
All right, Barbara, thank you.
Thanks.
And Lee Summit, here's Tammy. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. Would it be foreplay?
Close.
Didn't your husband give that up a long time ago?
Keep trying.
All right, in Overland Park, here's Heather. Good morning, Heather.
Hi.
All right, what's your guess?
Porn.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not it.
The whole reason I have a cell phone.
Right.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I should clarify that nobody yet has gotten correct.
No.
The impossible question.
11% of people would give up this for a month to not lose their phone for a year, and everybody is guessing naked-related answers. You're on the right track with that. Who do you do those things with? Use that as your big hint.
Okay. All right. So give us some entertainment news and we'll take some calls to wrap this up here.
There you go. A lot of stars are expressing their shock over the deadly explosion outside an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester, England. Grande says she's broken after at least 22 people were killed and about 50 were injured last night. Talk show host Ellen DeGeneres called the attack so sad and so scary. Nicki Minaj said her heart hurts for her sister Ariana and every family affected by the tragedy. Bruno Mars said no words can describe how he feels. After 10 weeks of competition, the final three danced their hearts out to win the Mirror Ball Trophy on Dancing with the Stars last night. NFL player Rashad Jennings and his partner Emma earned their first perfect score of the night with their first dance. Shaylee, how many pictures of Rashad Jennings have you looked at this morning?
So far, 15.
At least.
Would you give up pictures of Rashad Jennings to keep your phone for a year?
Don't make me make that decision.
Okay.
Former Chicago Cub David Ross and Lindsay Arnold also did the Viennese Waltz. Judge Len Goodman saw improvement in their dance, but he said they still had some work to do. Fifth Harmony's Normani Corday stayed pretty consistent. So we'll see who the actual winner is tonight. The big finale, Dancing with the Stars.
Ooh, here's Rashad, by the way.
I was talking to my mom, and she brought up how close I am right now to possibly winning. And we laughed because I've never won at anything.
What?
Like, never won a playoff game, never won a championship. It's just always been close to everything, but never have won, like, the big prize.
You're kidding.
That's why in rehearsals I work so hard. Nothing has ever just been handed to me.
Oh, I hope he wins and rips off his shirt.
I love him.
You assume he'll be wearing one in the first place.
I hope not. Tonight. You can also tune in to NBC tonight to find out who will be crowned the winner on The Voice. And Russell Crowe is claiming Ed Sheeran is engaged. In an interview in Australia, the actor let the news slip, saying Sheeran visited him on his farm in New South Wales with Cherry Seaborn, who he referred to as the singer's fiance. Sheeran hasn't commented, but previously said she inspired his new song, Perfect. The pair has known each other since high school.
Oh.
That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on the show.
All right, let's check in with some people here, see if we can't get the right answer.
11% of people would give up this for a month to not lose their phone for a year. What is it?
Rebecca in Harrisonville, do you have a guess?
Is it your significant other?
Yes, it is your significant other or your spouse. Willing to lose them for a month to not give up your phone for a year. Shaylee?
Bye-bye.
That seems a little harsh.
Would you say bye-bye to Love in the Chip Aisle guy?
Oh, I hope he's not listening.
You won!
Oh, you won!
You won!
Yes, you won.
Oh, totally. That guy is toast.
I don't think we need the psychic to tell us how this relationship's going to go.
Don't make me choose.
We will have Jorianne, the coffee psychic, on the show in just over an hour to break down Shaylee's relationship and see where that is headed, and she can tell us.
Well. Can tell you where it's headed now.
I don't think we need
to text him. I'm just kidding.
Let me look into my Dr. Pepper over here.
And this is where radio fails another relationship.
Rebecca, nice job. Hold on for a second. We're going to get you hooked up with a prize, all right?
All right, thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Last night, Joey and I had the misfortune of having to watch, for the first time ever,
you loved
The
it.
Bachelorette.
That was a thing I saw now.
Neither one of you had ever watched The Bachelor or Bachelorette before.
I never have.
No.
Oh, that's so cute.
And Shaylee and I said, nope, we're not in.
Nope.
This is all on you guys.
I was at Mexican Monday.
I thought it was going to be a good idea. I thought perhaps we'll get something funny out of this. But I just realized in the short amount of time, Joey, that this was really a punishment.
Yeah, I think about 30 minutes in, I kept thinking of that scene in A Clockwork Orange where his eyes are held open.
So let me give you an example of some of the guys. So this is the part where this was the opening night. Of course, they're going to introduce all of the men.
So they're all coming out of the limo.
And
they're all trying to be noticed, and they're trying to be memorable.
Before that, they're doing the little, you know, they put together the little montage of guys that Rachel can choose from. Listen to this guy. This is the first idiot.
Really?
I'm Lucas, and I'm from Woodside, California. Mm.
The word waboom grew from the word boom.
Waboom, son!
But it has a lot more energy behind it.
Waboom! Waboom! Waboom!
Not only have I been called a good catch,
waboom!
I'm charismatic, affable.
Rachel, you are the queen of the world.
I think that Rachel will get my humor.
Rachel, I'm so excited to meet you. It's really nice to be here.
All right, Rachel. Waboom. It's coming for you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. Mm.
Tell me that you waboomed your TV and just punched him.
Oh, I really wanted to. I'm going to be perfectly honest.
Were your thoughts when you first saw that guy?
Did you ever see the film Scott Pilgrim vs. the World?
No.
There's a song in it called I Hate You, Please Die. And that went in my head the entire time.
Although, let me just say, the guy that they followed up with directly afterwards.
Okay,
listen to this guy.
Is he from Jersey Shore?
I'm Blake, and I am a personal trainer and sports nutritionist. I work out intensely, regularly, which raises testosterone. So I would say scientifically my libido is above average.
Okay, now that's where it starts, okay? Uh-huh.
My last relationship was mostly sex-based or sex-driven. Things just went to a whole nother level, and I'm so grateful for that because from a sex education standpoint, I totally went from, you know, a high school degree to a PhD, if you believe it.
Well, now, who says that? Like, who even says that?
Somebody looking for 15 minutes of fame.
You can achieve it. I don't want to come across as the guy that talks about his penis, but how many women have told me about the amazingness of my penis?
Yeah,
sex is very important, but sex shouldn't be the center of the relationship.
Okay, well, that's all you've talked about, buddy, for 45
seconds.
Is this
real?
Those are the real people, yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So now answer me this. Were there any that just seemed like cool guys? Like genuine, like, hey, not a bad dude.
There's
seems
a few
right.
on there that, you know, I didn't think anything negative about.
Was there a guy in a penguin costume?
Because
what? I
feel and
like
that's
I
where
saw...
I was out. I was out at that point. I'm
there
like,
was
why?
A guy in a penguin costume.
Why?
I just can't even.
Because she likes penguins, if memory serves me correct.
So
no.
Let me point. I don't know if it's then. So I had to go back and finish the show because of the penguin costume. I was out.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this is a commentary on the show in particular or you women. I'm just going to put it out there.
That hurts.
That says, okay, so we heard from a couple of the guys that she had to choose from,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
And this apparently was the end of the show.
Waboom ain't getting a rose, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, there's a lot of fly dudes here, but hey, Waboom ain't getting a rose.
Lucas.
She picks the Waboom guy.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
All right, then.
Yes!
I love you.
Lucas, will you accept this rose?
Hold on, my brain's gonna hurt. Yeah. Okay, go.
Oh, boy.
For those of you that still believe reality TV is real, let me assure you, producers have stepped in and told her who she will be handing roses to.
Yep, that's all I thought after that happened.
That's what he looks like?
Yeah.
That's the Waboom dude?
That's him.
Your final assessment of the show, Joey, after episode one?
Well, I believe it was, I know I'm going to get the name wrong, and I won't use it, but a guy said, this is a waste of time.
Oh.
That was my thought. The highlight to me was yes. The trailer for Wonder Woman.
Yes. Well, there's always a positive.
See, good takeaway. Silver lining.
After the penguin episode, I clicked away and I realized that there was basketball on.
Yeah.
There was a James Corden carpool karaoke special I could have been watching.
There was an infomercial.
There were Royals games in the gap.
There was static somewhere.
Yes.
No, Charlie Rose, I think, was on somewhere.
There was
so.
Dead air that I was more willing to watch.
Was, yeah, that was that. Episode one of The Bachelorette.
We are out.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Okay, you guys know Danielle Bregoli, the Cash Me Outside girl.
Oh, don't we, though?
Uh-huh. From Dr. Phil.
She signed a tour deal with Live Nation, and she has a list of demands for wherever she goes.
Cash Me Outside, how about that?
Huh?
Cash Me Outside, how about that?
Just tell me if you're going to require any of this on your trip to Disney World.
On my tour rider, sure.
Right, on your rider. A minimum of 4-star hotel.
Oh, okay.
$750 per diem per day.
What?
$3,000 in security cost.
Oh.
50-inch TV with Netflix and DVD player for viewing Paris Hilton's House of Wax.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Three fidget spinners. 5 white tank tops from Fruit of the Loom. It cannot be Hanes.
Of course not. No.
4 large Domino's pizzas and a fruit platter with no pineapple.
Go back to the House of Wax for a second.
Uh-huh.
What? She has to have a TV and what?
And a DVD player to watch Paris Hilton in House of Wax.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And so if she sells out these 2 test shows that they're doing, one in Fort Lauderdale and one in Houston, she's going to get paid $50,000 per show.
Oh, gosh.
For both.
Oh, for both.
If she sells out both. And then if that happens and all goes well, Live Nation will consider a nationwide tour.
This is a 14-year-old girl, am I correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So what is she going to do? What is the show? She's answering questions about her
messed
up life?
Hey, can you say Cash Me Outside? How about that?
Yeah.
Cash Me Outside, how about that?
Okay, next question. Can you say Cash Me Outside?
Cash Me Outside, how about that?
So are you requiring any of that on vacation?
I'm requiring all of that.
Okay. 4 Domino's pizzas coming up.
Yes.
And then Abby Lee Miller from... Dan's mom. Did you know she's getting replaced?
I had heard that. With Cheryl Burke?
Yeah, Cheryl Burke. And she's throwing serious shade. She's telling her, I think it's really tough that Cheryl is going to be taking my spot. She needs to watch her mouth. Doing a show for 3 weeks is nothing like doing a show for 7 seasons. Because Cheryl said, I think she basically traumatized the girls. Which, I don't think she was wrong.
I've never seen that show.
Really?
Oh, no. It's Danielle's favorite.
Oh, I love that
show. We've got every episode on DVR.
It's pretty great. And
well, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, I love it.
Pretty
although
greatly terrible.
I would watch that over The Bachelorette. I would give you that. I've seen
so you
way
know how,
more
how that ranks.
Of Abby Lee than I have Bachelorette.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. And then as you guys may or may not know, Taylor Swift's Bad Blood is about Katy Perry, and she's just ready for the war to be over. Katy Perry's over it.
I want to talk to you about some famous beef. Because there's Taylor beef.
Well, there is.
There's
a
no denying.
There is
a,
no,
beef.
For sure. And that's true. There's
and
a
when are we going to clear that beef
up? There's a situation.
Up?
Honestly, it's really like she started it, and it's time for her to finish it. And I tried to talk to her about it, and she wouldn't speak to
me. Oh, you tried to talk to her about it? You did the phone call?
I do the right thing.
So you did the phone call, and it was a shutdown.
That it feels like a fumble. It was a full shutdown, and then she writes a song about me, and I'm like, okay, cool. That's how you want to deal with it? Karma.
But go on.
What I want to say is that, like, I'm ready for that BS to be done. Now, is the law of cause and effect. You do something and there's going to be a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, Daddy, there's going to be a reaction.
Okay, I find it weird when you call me Daddy.
And supposedly her new song, Swish Swish, is about Taylor.
Right.
Okay.
So I just want them to make up. I miss them being friends. No?
Can they just make music? Can we not have a Twitter feud?
You gotta have a beef.
Can we just have some...
Everybody, it's a good feud. Come on now.
Happy pop music.
That's your all access.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Now, Shaylee has been dating Love in the Chip Aisle guy for about a month. It was about a month ago that he actually texted into the show. And then we ended up calling him. You guys ended up going out on several dates. You've been talking now.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going well.
Things are.
From all accounts.
Right. And what little accounts we've had. Because she will vary. She's like getting water from a rock.
And it's funny because she tells me everything else about her life. Like she comes in first thing in the morning, tells me everything she did last night. As soon as she started dating Love in the Chip Aisle guy, the text stopped coming. The conversations came to a slow.
That's not true.
It is absolutely
just nothing
true.
But a trickle, huh?
And so I thought, let's get a psychic on the show. Maybe she can give us some insight into where Shaylee's relationship is going. And then listeners can call in if you need a reading. Maybe you have a new job. Maybe you want a new job. You want to see where things are going. We'll invite you to talk to Jory and the Coffee Psychic.
That's weird.
We're right here. So I believe Joey is getting Jory and the Coffee Psychic on the phone now.
That's right. And you guys can call 816-576-7102. If you're looking for a reading, you can get that hooked up here on the phone with Jory and the Coffee Psychic. So she's going to be on any second now.
This is fantastic. You look nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Her leg is shaking. She grabbed her coffee, like gripped it.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, worst case scenario, she says... He's a psycho serial killer, and you should end things immediately.
That doesn't sound great.
We move on, right? That's worst case scenario.
Right.
Perhaps she says, wow, I see 10 babies.
Oh.
Love in the air.
I see a white puffy dress.
Ooh, that's not mine.
Let's take bets on what she'll say.
Oh,
I like
God.
I think puffy
dress. You want to play this one for lunch?
I think she sees positive things in Shaylee's dating future.
That's very vague.
As will predictions be. Yes.
It'll be fantastic.
She was having phone trouble. That's why Joey's in there trying to get her back on there.
Yeah. So if you're calling, by the way, just keep calling for 1 second. We'll get you hooked up in one bit here as Joey's able to answer the phone and get you hooked up with your reading in 1 second. But I believe, here we go. I think this is her now.
Her website is coffeepsychic.com if you're interested.
Right. Let's check in with Jory Ann. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so you are the coffee psychic. Now, what exactly does the coffee have to do with the psychic reading?
Well, I use a cup of coffee as though it's a crystal ball. So when I pour a cup of coffee, I'm able to pour cream into it. When I pour the cream in, I'm able to see the letters, numbers, body parts, faces, everything in the top of the coffee.
That's pretty amazing.
Wow.
I've never even heard of this.
What kind of creamer do you use?
half and half. Actually, it's funny because it's got to be half and half, because if it's not half and half, then if it's regular milk, then it's too thin. And if it's that heavy whipping cream, then it's too light.
Uh-huh. Now, the reason I reached out to you is because Shaylee here recently got into a new relationship, and we're all very anxious to see where this is going, because quite frankly, some of us are ready to marry her off. We want to start planning
everybody.
Baby showers, wedding showers. We're ready for all of that to happen. We don't know that they're at that point, so we're coming to you to tell us what's happening in Shaylee's life.
All right, let's take a quick peek here.
I'm nervous right now.
She's fanning herself.
And actually, the direction the coffee is going in is also an indication of what's going on here.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Down the toilet? Right.
Ouch!
Oh, man.
In
right,
a flush
so
motion.
Go. Uh-huh. Oh, so the coffee is going clockwise. This is a good thing.
Oh, okay.
And there's lots of bubbles here. So bubbles are always good luck, good fortune, wishes coming true. And... Is this guy, like, handsome as the day is long? I mean, is he really a good looker?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah, he is. He's really cute.
I mean, to me, when I see him in the coffee, he looks like he could actually do modeling or, like, it should be that there's a lot of people that know his face. Is that true?
Are you sure you're not seeing me in there?
What if she's seeing celebrity boyfriend? I don't want to be.
Oh, wait, what? Oh.
I didn't want to bring that up.
Maybe
but
she's seeing somebody else in Shaylee's life.
Shaylee's ex was celebrity boyfriend who was a lot
Ew.
Of people didn't know his face.
No, moving on. Wrong cup of coffee.
I'm sorry. I know. Pour a new cup. Okay.
And Shaylee, do you have a puppy or do you have an animal, a pet?
I have two, and he's getting one next week.
Yep. Sweet. And then, I mean, one of you guys does have a 4x4, right? Like a bigger vehicle?
Yeah, I do.
And you were supposed to be getting new tires, I think, or fixing your wheel tires or brakes or something?
No, should I?
Oh, wait, again, that's me.
Well, I would definitely check that, yes.
Check her tires.
Yes. Okay. And then you guys are supposed to be going on a very nice vacation.
We are?
And I get the information that's past, present, and future. So did you guys come back from my vacation, or...
Not yet.
Okay, this is a very nice vacation, and I don't know why. I mean, I see a lot of green here. Let me see which way this is. That's east.
Maybe he's taking east, you somewhere.
West. You're supposed to be traveling north, according to my coffee.
Mm-hmm. Why are you smiling? Is there something
in
the works?
We just discussed something.
What did you? You
what?
Gotta, what
we
did you just discuss?
A family trip up in Wisconsin.
Okay. It's all coming together now.
Sweet. And there's something, so Wisconsin would that be steer country? Like steer, I know it's cows, but I see a lot of...
There's a lot of cheese.
Do you see curds?
And also, did you get, I'm not sure if I'm using this term correctly, bequeathed. Did you get something, did you get some jewelry given to you?
Have you had by him?
No, I don't know that it's by him.
By anyone. Have you received any jewelry?
Not recently. I mean, a while ago.
And who was it from, though?
My grandfather.
That would be at bequeathed, right? Wouldn't that be bequeathed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Hmm. Perfect.
Okay.
And...
you seeing anything in her tummy? You seeing any babies coming?
Do you like to yourself up a lot, honey?
What? Sorry, what?
Do you like to primp yourself up? Like,
okay, yes. Maybe a little bit.
Oh, let me say.
Yeah. Okay.
She's our selfie taker.
Why are you guys laughing?
Nothing. No reason.
Uh-huh.
And so this is the coffee, right? So these are the great things at the coffee show. Here.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Yeah. But I would check your wheel tires and brakes, though, for sure, because if it comes up in the coffee, you know, again, what I see as a psychic, I see past, present, and future. And, yes.
Check those tires
is
before you go to Wisconsin.
With an S name around you?
An S name?
Uh-huh.
Just me.
Her name is Shaylee. It starts with an S.
Yeah, but I wonder if there's somebody else.
She's not.
I can't think of anybody.
Not
anyone
up with an S.
Anyone past Shaylee or?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Like any of your dead relatives, I mean.
Uh-uh.
Not that I can think of.
Could it be a future baby name?
Can you stop it?
Well, for sure there are kids in the coffee, by the way.
Oh, oh my gosh! What? Hey, first lesson, never put the kids in the coffee.
Oh, but she said kids, not just singular.
Sorry, what? I feel good about
a lot
this.
Of happiness. A lot of happiness, happiness coming for sure.
You had a lot of bubbles. Your things are happy.
Now, the every bubbles don't equate a, to the every amount of kids, a baby. Right?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Jorianne, the coffee psychic, giving us some readings this morning. Hit on a few things with Shaylee. Got the car right. I feel like she was fairly accurate. I think she was reaching back a little bit with celebrity boyfriend. I got to be honest.
Different cup of coffee.
That's different pot of coffee.
All right, well, I think we have Jorianne back here on the phone, and I think we're going to be able to talk to some more people here this morning because we look at our board, and we've got some people that want some answers on some things, and so this is really good that we have the chance to maybe get some people some validation in their life, huh?
CoffeePsychic.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones at 816-576-7102, and I believe this here is Elizabeth. Elizabeth, hello?
Good morning.
Are you looking for some clarification? What specific area of your life do you need guidance into?
Job and life change.
Says here that you're looking to relocate maybe to Vegas?
Yes, I have an opportunity to relocate to Vegas for my job.
Want to see how that's going to go. All right, I think Jorianne's getting her new cup of coffee here. Going to see what she sees in the coffee.
Okay. All right. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Any numbness and tingling for you or somebody right around you?
No.
I know it sounds strange, but it gives the information that gets past, present, and future. And if I don't deliver it, it's I'm just obligated to deliver what I see, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and it doesn't have to be long-standing something. Sometimes it's just too much caffeine, as I know from the past. Okay. Actually, you're going to be breathing a lot more freely by moving and going to a different location. That's how it looks here. And it feels like your people are really going to be spread out around you. This isn't looking too badly, so you're looking at new job opportunities, correct?
Correct.
Okay, you're gonna have several of them. It's not just one though.
Right.
Okay. And so, I'm not even sure why I'm hearing Omaha, but I'm hearing Omaha also, like Nebraska.
Oh no no no.
I mean, so I want to say I hear you. Okay. Like I hear you're saying you're rejecting that, but I'm saying there's an opportunity for you in Omaha as well. Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Does it make any sense or no?
No.
Okay. Good. So then, if you want, you can give these guys a call back and let them know.
Yes, when it
just
happens.
Feedback. I mean, I get feedback anywhere from the moment up to 25 years. So that's exciting for people. Yeah.
Interesting.
All
and
right.
You have somebody around you by the name of Chris or Crystal or...
Yes.
Oh, thank you. And do you know somebody that was having a few little back problems, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay. And Elizabeth. Okay. And I'm getting a foot in the coffee here, so somebody may have had a couple little issues around the feet or the foot.
Yes.
Okay. And also, who's doing health care? It looks like somebody's health care or taking care of people. Do you know what that is?
I have a lot of friends that are nurses.
Thank you. Thank you. And you're going to be driving a long, long way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, to Vegas.
What's a long road trip. But you've already been out there, right?
I have.
Yeah, it looks great. You already picked out a place, didn't you?
I did.
Yes, it looks wonderful. You're really going to love this place.
I think so, too.
It's like a little dollhouse or something. It's just quaint. It's beautiful. It just fits all of your needs. It's really beautiful. It's a good choice.
Perfect.
Good choice. Yes, ma'am. A lot of relaxation will be had there as well.
So does that help you feel validated in your choices of should you move to Vegas? Does that give you any confidence?
It does. This is my home, and it's kind of scary to pick up and move that far away, away from family and friends, but I'm really, really excited about the opportunity, and I think I'm trying to talk everybody else into it because
right.
I'm so excited about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you got the right place to move to.
Yep.
All right.
All right, Elizabeth, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you very much, Jorianne. You have been amazing. It's been great talking with you and having you talk to our listeners as well.
My pleasure.
Is there a way that we should send people to you other than coffeepsychic.com?
Well, I would love that. People can reach me for a more in-depth reading at 219-940-9292. That number's 219-940-9292, and they can also check me out at coffeepsychic.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Oh, my great pleasure. It was great meeting you guys.
You too.
Good to meet you. We'll talk to you soon, Jorianne. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Actor Sir Roger Moore, best known for playing James Bond, has died at age 89.
No.
He played the famous spy in 7 Bond films, including Live and Let Die and The Spy Who Loved Me. Sir Roger's family confirmed the news on Twitter, saying he died after a short but brave battle with cancer.
Sad. Some of the great James Bond films had Roger Moore at the helm.
He's the best. He's the best James Bond. There will be a marathon.
Oh,
nope.
Sean Connery.
Nope, that's not debatable.
Well,
you can't know. Joey, back me up. Who's the best James Bond? This is not debatable.
I'm a Sean Connery guy myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
You're sick and wrong, both of you.
Yes. Now, Roger Moore brought something different to the role.
Loved him. An 8-year-old girl and an 18-year-old woman have been named as the first victims killed at an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester yesterday. At least 22 people were killed. A powerful explosion shook part of the cavernous Manchester arena late Monday as concertgoers streamed out after the pop star's last song. Police said they believed a man carrying explosives acted as a lone attacker and died in the blast, and that they are now trying to determine if he may have been part of a wider network. A 23-year-old man has been arrested in South Manchester in connection with the bombing. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack, but has offered no evidence to support their claim.
Just awful. Awful.
That's your entertainment news for Tuesday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
So we had her on. We had her do a reading on Shaylee and her new relationship, which everything sounded like it was on the up and up there.
I thought so.
We got some listener calls. And then off the air, we asked her about our morning show. And I loved our conversation. I'm like, we have to let everybody hear part of what she said.
All right, let me see if I can pull this up here and play you what she says about the show itself.
CoffeePsychic.com. If you want to call her or reach out, get some more information on her website.
It is really interesting because she sees all this stuff in her coffee cup. The way she says the coffee falls against the cup and the way that she sees things in the actual coffee
and
itself.
And it's the cream that she pours in and the images that come up from the cream and the bubbles. And the it's fascinating.
It is. All right, here we go. Here's from earlier on the show.
Oh, my God. This is so great. You guys would have to see the coffee. In the coffee cup, so I've got the coffee in the bottom. Lots of bubbles here. But it's so funny because the way the coffee lands on the sides of the cup, it's beautiful. It literally looks like so many people listen to your show. And are you guys supposed to be doing a live remote or something, or did you?
Constantly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Today,
so
in fact.
So many people come, and I want to say fill in the arena or wherever you have it. You guys are you guys together 8 years or?
Just over a year.
Yeah.
We're babies.
Just over a year. Oh, no, you guys are doing really a great job. This feels real good. And let me see. Nope, I would say continue doing what you're doing. And who's the one that's always doing the exercising here?
Well, Shaylee used to make us during commercial breaks do squats and sit-ups and wall sits and various things, like during traffic reports.
Jen and I went to the gym exactly one day after the show.
She tries
to
get us.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah.
So I think it's the squats.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think, haven't your ratings been continuing to grow since you guys have been on the air?
Recently, yes. We've been growing nicely.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes, I see you guys growing at a very steady rate.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
If Jorianne says it, it's true.
Well, we'll see what happens then.
You can check her out, coffeepsychic.com.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
By the way, they're still looking for that 20-foot Burmese python that you told me about yesterday that was missing.
Yeah, I did tantalize you with that, sure.
Down around Springfield, Missouri. Mm-hmm. This guy lost his 20-foot snake. Apparently a branch fell through his roof, allowing the snake to escape. So if you find a 20-foot Burmese python, go ahead and call the authorities. He says the animal has shown no aggression in the 9 years that he's owned him.
And he does say that it was recently fed, so it's not going to be aggressive or looking for food. It's his pet. He raised it from a little snake that was eating baby rats.
Stop it.
To one that now eats chickens, so he just wants his pet back.
It's 20 feet. Look at this thing.
No, I've seen it. I saw the pictures, yeah.
Mm-mm.
I was the one who told you about the story. I said you might be interested in this one, Jen.
I'm more interested in the fact that it's still missing.
The python could be making its way up here. Just good shopping, food up here.
He's coming to Westport for the entertainment.
Take a little snake vacation. He wants to go to the Power and Light District.
Hey, everybody loves Donut Lounge. That's fact.
He's got a little snake affliction shirt on. It's great.
So if you see it, if you're heading down towards Springfield, there you go. Keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, everybody says they have. I've got pythons. He's like, I flex. Yep. Frat bro.
This little snake shirt. If you could, give us a like on Facebook. If you're on your computer right now, head over to the KC1021 Facebook page and give us a like. You can always follow us on Twitter as well, at KC102 Radio. We appreciate those likes. Thank you.
Jackie's up next, the 9-to-5, no repeat work day, and two chances she has for $102,000 in May to make you an instant finalist at 11-1, and again at 5 with Natalie this afternoon. Have a great day, Jen.
We'll be back tomorrow. We've got Schlitterbahn tickets to give away. Have a great day.
Oh, I'm off to field day, so here we go.
Good luck with the kids.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.